ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი.
Listening task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1. Ah, it was a perfectly normal day until I got to the train station. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and I was in the best possible mood. All that was going to change, though. I paid for my ticket and waited patiently on the platform along with the other passengers. We waited and waited, but the train did not arrive. Then someone asked an old woman, Mrs. Mope, who was sweeping the platform, where the train was. She said that the railway workers were on strike. So, we all decided to find alternative transport. To cut a long story short, I didn't arrive at work until 11 o'clock, 2 hours late. My boss was not pleased. From here on, the day got worse and worse. Customers complained, computers broke down, and it seemed as if nothing was going to go right on this day that had started so well. Things were not going to get better. I was called to the boss's office, and he was not in the best mood. He told me he was not happy with my work and asked me to leave the office and find another job. I left the office quickly and quietly. That was all last year. I found another job, and yes, it's at the train station. I'm helping Mrs. Mope clean the platforms. It was a perfectly normal day until I got to the train station. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and I was in the best possible mood. All that was going to change, though. I paid for my ticket and waited patiently on the platform along with the other passengers. We waited and waited, but the train did not arrive. Then someone asked an old woman, Mrs. Mope, who was sweeping the platform, where the train was. She said that the railway workers were on strike. So, we all decided to find alternative transport. To cut a long story short, I didn't arrive at work until 11 o'clock, 2 hours late. My boss was not pleased. From here on, the day got worse and worse. Customers complained, computers broke down, and it seemed as if nothing was going to go right on this day that had started so well. Things were not going to get better. I was called to the boss's office, and he was not in the best mood. He told me he was not happy with my work and asked me to leave the office and find another job. I left the office quickly and quietly. That was all last year. I found another job, and yes, it's at the train station. I'm helping Mrs. Mope clean the platforms. Text 2.
George Harrison was the youngest member of a famous pop group called the Beatles. He was also well known for his songwriting and guitar playing. When George was 12 years old, he met and became good friends with a boy called Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was a member of John Lennon's music group called The Quarrymen. In 1958, George Harrison, who was a gifted guitar player, joined The Quarrymen too. In the early 1960s, the group changed its name to The Beatles. Their first single, Love Me Do, was a success, and Beatlemania was born. In 1970, The Beatles broke up, but George Harrison's solo career was only just beginning. Apart from singing, he also started his own record and movie companies and was deeply involved in charity work. Though George is no longer with us, he will always be remembered as a talented musician, as well as a caring and generous man who was more interested in making music than being a star. George Harrison was the youngest member of a famous pop group called the Beatles. He was also well known for his songwriting and guitar playing. When George was 12 years old, he met and became good friends with a boy called Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was a member of John Lennon's music group called the Quarrymen. In 1958, George Harrison, who was a gifted guitar player, joined the Quarrymen too. In the early 1960s, the group changed its name to the Beatles. Their first single, Love Me Do, was a success, and Beatlemania was born. In 1970, the Beatles broke up, but George Harrison's solo career was only just beginning. Apart from singing, he also started his own record and movie companies, and was deeply involved in charity work. Though George is no longer with us, he will always be remembered as a talented musician, as well as a caring and generous man, who was more interested in making music than being a star.
Text 3. Wurzel Autumn is a festival with a long tradition. It is the only international festival of contemporary music in Poland. The festival is organized by the Polish Composers' Union. Every year, a special committee decides the program of the festival. Musicians all over the world get together every year to participate in this international festival of modern music. Wurzel Autumn is a non-profit festival, which means that it doesn't aim to make money. It was created in 1956 and since then has been held every year with only two exceptions. The atmosphere of the festival has certainly changed in recent years. Now, the concerts of the festival are held not only in traditional places such as theatres and churches, but also in less classic places such as sport halls and old factories. New colour is being added to the festival by young people, who make up the largest part of the audience. As for the music itself, it often features electronic music. Composers often introduce video projections and new technologies. Wurzel Autumn is a festival with a long tradition. It is the only international festival of contemporary music in Poland. The festival is organized by the Polish Composers' Union. Every year, a special committee decides the program of the festival. Musicians all over the world get together every year to participate in this international festival of modern music. Wurzel Autumn is a non-profit festival, which means that it doesn't aim to make money. It was created in 1956 and since then has been held every year with only two exceptions. The atmosphere of the festival has certainly changed in recent years. Now, the concerts of the festival are held not only in traditional places such as theatres and churches, but also in less classic places such as sport halls and old factories. New colour is being added to the festival by young people, who make up the largest part of the audience. As for the music itself, it often features electronic music. Composers often introduce video projections and new technologies. Text 4.
On January the 15th, 2009, a plane making a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina had to land on the water in the Hudson River. Pilot, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger, and his crew had safely landed the plane on the water. A large number of birds had attacked both engines of the plane, and this caused its emergency landing. All 155 passengers and crew were safely evacuated from the sinking plane by a nearby ship. 54 passengers were injured, a few of them seriously, but only two required overnight hospitalization. The incident is known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and Captain Sullenberger and the crew were welcomed as heroes. The entire crew of the flight was awarded the Master's Medal for their heroic action, with the following words on the award: "This emergency landing and evacuation, with the loss of no lives, is a heroic and unique aviation achievement." On January the 15th, 2009, a plane making a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina had to land on the water in the Hudson River. Pilot, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger, and his crew had safely landed the plane on the water. A large number of birds had attacked both engines of the plane, and this caused its emergency landing. All 155 passengers and crew were safely evacuated from the sinking plane by a nearby ship. 54 passengers were injured, a few of them seriously, but only two required overnight hospitalization. The incident is known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and Captain Sullenberger and the crew were welcomed as heroes. The entire crew of the flight was awarded the Master's Medal for their heroic action, with the following words on the award: "This emergency landing and evacuation with the loss of no lives is a heroic and unique aviation achievement."
Text 5. Niko Pirosmani was a self-educated artist who invented a new painting technique, not only due to his great talent, but also out of poverty. He is one of the outstanding primitivism painters in the world. But as usually happens to great people, Pirosmani lived and died in poverty, never recognized by his countrymen while he was alive. Pirosmani was so poor that he often painted just for food. Real fame came to him after his death. Niko Pirosmani was from Kakheti. He was born in a family of farmers who were neither rich nor poor, but they were happy together. Unfortunately, after his father's death, the family's happiness ended. Pirosmani's paintings clearly show the happy childhood of a boy with his sisters, brothers, and parents, but after his father's death, darker and gloomier colours start to appear in his paintings. He was still very young when he started to serve the families of the rich. Working as a servant, Niko Pirosmani learned to read and write. He was smart, loved to read books and paint. He painted all the walls in his room. Also, Pirosmani often entertained the children from the neighborhood with fairy tales, painting his stories at the same time on the walls. Niko Pirosmani was a self-educated artist who invented a new painting technique, not only due to his great talent, but also out of poverty. He is one of the outstanding primitivism painters in the world. But as usually happens to great people, Pirosmani lived and died in poverty, never recognized by his countrymen while he was alive. Pirosmani was so poor that he often painted just for food. Real fame came to him after his death. Niko Pirosmani was from Kakheti. He was born in a family of farmers who were neither rich nor poor, but they were happy together. Unfortunately, after his father's death, the family's happiness ended. Pirosmani's paintings clearly show the happy childhood of a boy with his sisters, brothers, and parents, but after his father's death, darker and gloomier colours start to appear in his paintings. He was still very young when he started to serve the families of the rich. Working as a servant, Niko Pirosmani learned to read and write. He was smart, loved to read books and paint. He painted all the walls in his room. Also, Pirosmani often entertained the children from the neighborhood with fairy tales, painting his stories at the same time on the walls. Listening Task 2. Listen to the text, and for each question, mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the London Sightseeing Tour. I'm your tour guide. My name is Chris Welton. I'm representing the tourist agency Travel Centre. Our tourist agency has been operating since 1980 and is therefore one of the oldest tourist agencies in Great Britain. Other London tourist agencies such as Premium Tours, Dream Tours and Fun Tours also offer London sightseeing tours, but ours is very special, as the price, besides the London General Sightseeing Tour, includes free entrance to the Fashion Museum and the Science Museum. In addition, we offer a tour to the Fine Arts Museum, but this is not included in the price of your tour today. Our tourist agency offers several kinds of tours. The most popular are the Changing of the Guard and the Buckingham Palace walking tours, and also a bus tour to the Tower of London, which is a UNESCO protected site. We also offer a boat tour on the River Thames, which is actually the largest one, lasting about 5 hours. If you're staying in London for a couple more days and you're interested in these tours, please let me know and I'll book the tickets for you. Now, let's get started. London is one of the most diverse and multicultural cities in the world. Its population speaks 300 different languages, which is more than in any other city. London is known for its fascinating cultural life. Annually, London holds 17,000 music events and 250 different kinds of festivals, including the largest in Europe, the Notting Hill Festival, which attracts over 1 million visitors, especially young people. It's also interesting to note that every year, London Fashion Week, one of the most popular cultural events, attracts millions of people from every continent of the world. In front of you now, we can see Trafalgar Square, and on your right, there is the British Museum. Londoners are proud of the fact that 3 out of the 10 largest and most popular museums are located in London. London has 170 museums, 11 of which are national. For instance, the British Museum, which has a wonderful collection of objects showing thousands of years of cultural development. Entrance to the British Museum is free, and the museum is open every day except Monday. Now, on your left, you can see one of the Odeon cinemas. Odeon has 26 cinemas in London, including 5 IMAX cinemas showing the latest 3D films. In all, our city has 800 cinemas. You probably don't know that London is the world's 3rd largest production centre. The Harry Potter film series, several James Bond movies, as well as many other world-famous films are made in London. You can always book a ticket for any film online. A one-person ticket price varies from £10 to £14. The price for a family of 4 varies from £38 to £52. We are now on Tower Bridge, crossing the River Thames. We'll soon approach the Globe Theatre. You surely know that the name of the Globe Theatre is associated with the famous British playwright William Shakespeare. The modern Globe is a reconstruction of the original 16th century one. Performances are mostly held here in the evenings, and the theatre is always full. We'll have a 1-hour stop at the Globe. You can walk around the site as well as have a look at the inside of a theatre for a fee. I'm sorry to say, but it's impossible to book a ticket to the Globe performance a few days in advance. You need at least 1 month for this. Okay, here we are. See you in an hour's time. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the London Sightseeing Tour. I'm your tour guide. My name is Chris Welton. I'm representing the tourist agency Travel Centre. Our tourist agency has been operating since 1980 and is therefore one of the oldest tourist agencies in Great Britain. Other London tourist agencies such as Premium Tours, Dream Tours and Fun Tours also offer London sightseeing tours, but ours is very special, as the price, besides the London General Sightseeing Tour, includes free entrance to the Fashion Museum and the Science Museum. In addition, We offer a tour to the Fine Arts Museum, but this is not included in the price of your tour today. Our tourist agency offers several kinds of tours. The most popular are the Changing of the Guard and the Buckingham Palace walking tours, and also a bus tour to the Tower of London, which is a UNESCO protected site. We also offer a boat tour on the River Thames, which is actually the largest one, lasting about 5 hours. If you're staying in London for a couple more days and you're interested in these tours, please let me know and I'll book the tickets for you. Now, let's get started. London is one of the most diverse and multicultural cities in the world. Its population speaks 300 different languages, which is more than in any other city. London is known for its fascinating cultural life. Annually, London holds 17,000 music events and 250 different kinds of festivals, including the largest in Europe, the Notting Hill Festival, which attracts over 1 million visitors, especially young people. It's also interesting to note that every year, London Fashion Week, one of the most popular cultural events, attracts millions of people from every continent of the world. In front of you now, we can see Trafalgar Square, and on your right, there is the British Museum. Londoners are proud of the fact that 3 out of the 10 largest and most popular museums are located in London. London has 170 museums, 11 of which are national. For instance, the British Museum, which has a wonderful collection of objects showing thousands of years of cultural development. Entrance to the British Museum is free, and the museum is open every day except Monday. Now, on your left, you can see one of the Odeon cinemas. Odeon has 26 cinemas in London, including 5 IMAX cinemas showing the latest 3D films. In all, our city has 800 cinemas. You probably don't know that London is the world's 3rd largest production centre. The Harry Potter film series, several James Bond movies, as well as many other world-famous films are made in London. You can always book a ticket for any film online. A one-person ticket price varies from £10 to £14. The price for a family of 4 varies from £38 to £52. We are now on Tower Bridge, crossing the River Thames. We'll soon approach the Globe Theatre. You surely know that the name of the Globe Theatre is associated with the famous British playwright William Shakespeare. The modern Globe is a reconstruction of the original 16th century one. Performances are mostly held here in the evenings, and the theatre is always full. We'll have a one-hour stop at the Globe. You can walk around the site as well as have a look at the inside of a theatre for a fee. I'm sorry to say, but it's impossible to book a ticket to the Globe performance a few days in advance. You need at least 1 month for this. Okay, here we are. See you in an hour's time. This is the end of the listening part.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.